Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio and Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Broadcasting every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Join Psychic Tina Marie and Bob Weber as they invite you, along with their special guests, for a weekly journey of the paranormal. Learn about paranormal happenings and call in for a psychic mini-read. To call into the show, dial 347-237-5339. Or join us in the interactive chat room for your comments and your questions. Now let's get to the show. It's Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Hi, welcome to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. All inspirational, all the time. I am your co-host. My name is Bob Weber. I'm the husband of Psychic Tina Marie, and I'd like to introduce you to my wonderful wife, Tina Marie. Tina, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, gosh, I'm doing great. Very cold. Very, very cold, and so excited. We took a little hiatus off of GGRM, but we're back, and we're going to come back strong as ever. We've got great guests coming on tonight. We are going to get so much information tonight. It is awesome. And we'll be doing mini readings at the tour, at the end of the show. And half the proceeds will go back to Greater Good Ministry Radio.
Yeah, any bookings that you do for a private reading.
Absolutely. We got to keep the ministry going. I've been with Barbara Dozier for many, many years, and she makes a lot of this happen. And I just want to send my love to her. We are freezing up here in our area, and this is the truth. I'm sitting here with gloves on and a hoodie on, and so we're going to do the best we can tonight.
So if you hear some chattering, it's just our tea.
No kidding.
But I'm sure it's cold.
Absolutely.
I know it's frigid across the entire nation with this Arctic Express.
So we're going to do the best we can, but I couldn't be more pleased to come out and do this tonight and support my lovely friend Barbara and the rest of the hosts on GGRM. And everybody out there, real quickly, the other thing I really would like to say, please make sure you're safe, healthy, and happy at this time. Check on your neighbors. Make sure the pets are okay, because this is crazy.
We're in
North Florida.
Yeah, we're in the panhandle of Florida. You would think, being in Florida, that we wouldn't have this type of weather, but, oh yeah, it got into the mid-teens last night with wind chills into the single digits. I know it's not anything like the north, you know, where they were like 40 degrees below with a wind chill and such like that. I know your mom was up in Iowa.
We don't have no snow. There's no snow.
The wind chill
factor is crazy.
Although on Facebook I did put a Sandman snowman.
And I think, yes, you did.
I couldn't help myself. You know, I always like to kind of, yes, with my people. I'm originally from the Midwest, so I like to kind of tease them a little bit, but I'm getting a little taste of their own medicine, and they sent it our way, I'm afraid. But we're really excited tonight. We've got some great guests. We've got one of them already that's called in. We're going to be talking to the authors, Maureen McGill and Nola Davis,
And they wrote Live from the Other Side. And it is just a wonderful collection of stories. Live from the Other Side is a collection of real-life stories that moves into discussion of ways to connect to the other side.
And you know what is so cool about this?
What's that?
She got a hold of me. Maureen got a hold of me the other day on a daytime radio show that I do. And she didn't solicitate her book. She is just an awesome woman. And that's the truth. She didn't solicitate her book that she has going on. But I talked to her on, you know, I'm on Thursday through Saturday on our Psychic Radio Network. And by golly bum, she's educated, beautiful woman that wrote a book, and it's a collection. It is a collection of stories about how people have came back and they report how they have connected with deceased loved ones. And what is so cool about this book is it's educated, it's up to date, there is no, you know, magic. It is the truth. And that's what I've been aiming for years, educating the public and the whole nine yards. And it's beautiful.
All right, yeah, and actually these stories, you know, they're about moving towards a resolution after death.
There you go.
Experiences during the death watches, visits from deceased family members, visits from people that have messages for others, you know, so these are great stories. And, you know, many times if you look through this, you're going to be able to identify yourself with this. And I know I certainly did. So certainly we look forward to talking about that. You know, you're talking about how educated these women are. Maureen herself, she's got she's an MA and a BFA. That's a Master of Arts. And she's an Associated Professor of Dance Theater at the Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma,
beautiful.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Nola Davis is a CEO, and she works
With hospice,
and it's a healthcare organization, and so certainly highly educated women, and we certainly look forward talking to them. And let's see what's happening in the chat room. We just got a couple people in there right now. We welcome Flyer Saucer Sears. That's Miranda, and Mini Reading. That's all she wanted. And all mini readings are done towards the back end of the show. And I know that we're still waiting for Noah to call in. And I think what I'm going to do is to first bring on Maureen.
I'm ready. I want to hear from her. What a beautiful woman.
And then she can tell us a little bit more about herself. And we'll just go from there. Maureen, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie and myself, and welcome to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time.
Welcome. Thank you so much. This is Maureen, and this is Nola. She's here as well.
Good evening.
Oh, okay,
great.
Okay,
we got
good
you
deal.
Both.
We're
from the balmy Northwest at 45 degrees here.
You're actually warmer than us.
Oh, my God. We're sitting here with mittens on and head warmers. No, I'm being honest. And you, Maureen, you heard my show. I'm brutally honest. This is bad. But I can still type. Oh, my golly, bum. Oh, so proud.
She can't type as quick.
I'm going to leave it up to my husband. Oh, my gosh. You know what, Maureen? Real quickly, I just want to say this. You know, you listen to my show. When I get into clairvoyancy, I get a little abrupt with people. But, you know, I do the best I can. And it's just the energy that is brought to me. And to come across two women that is so feminine. And, I mean, seriously, you guys, you got the feminine, part of you, your educational part of you, and you've just did so much work to educate individuals with books, your work, et cetera. I said, where did they come from? I am so happy because when people come to me and they ask me, where do I get my education? How do I do this? How do I do that? And I keep saying, please, you know, look towards the modern education. In other words, people of sound mind that know what they're doing, and you guys are awesome. Awesome. You know,
well, thank
to bring
you
out.
So much. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, we really feel like this is mainstream to be able to connect to the other side and our loved ones. And they truly are with us all the time. And if we can just pay attention to the messages, they're there. You don't have to be a psychic. You don't have to be a medium, although you do have that formal portal of communication to the other side. But we love to hear about the ordinary experience that loved ones are truly with us. And that is what our little book is about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing I'd really like, your book is awesome.
And thank you for the copy.
And thank you for the copy. And,
you're
you know,
welcome. That's published by Ozark Mountain Publishing.
Oh, cool beans. Isn't that awesome? But the one thing I'd really like to really horn in on about is, you know, I've been doing this for, well, all my life, but 30 years really dedicated. And to see educated individuals coming out and try, you know, take the taboo away from this situation. I do readings every day, free readings every day. And then you get a couple of people like you that come forward, and you know what? You make it magic. You take the scare out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You take the scare out of it. You take, people should not feel that this is taboo because it's real. Both of you have worked in healthcare, both, you know, education. Well, one of you did. What brought you all together?
This is Maureen speaking now, but this was a special project that I was thinking about doing for sabbatical. After you teach at the university for 6 years, you can qualify for a year off to study or do your own projects. And one of the ideas I've always felt is that the awareness extends beyond the body. Since I teach dance and have been aware of the healing arts, I've felt that that awareness extends beyond the body. So I was interested in the intuition, and from that unfolded this book called Live from the Other Side. Noel and I actually connected through energy work called Healing Touch, Healing Touch International. And we were in a practice group together, and Noel heard about my interest in this project, and she was so wonderful to come on board in this project because of her work with the end of life, with people at the end of life. And I'll introduce Noel now. Here's Noel.
Good evening, Tina.
Hi. So good to meet you.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot even believe this. It is so fantastic because, you know, me doing my work and what I do, psychic medium and a clairvoyant, to come across educated individuals that take the time to really, you know, share your work and working with hospice. I mean, I work with hospice. I did work with hospice. I mean, we all try to be educated, but the way you brought your book together, this is so cool. And it's very important to relax individuals, to really let them know. You know, I do paranormal investigations. Bob and I have worked so hard for so many years. But you got to get the education out there. As far as EVPs, how the disease comes across, you guys rock. Your book rocks. And let me
thank you, because I think it's really important that everyone that's out there, people who help people every day, people who work in healthcare every day, and just coming from the healthcare side of it, we have these wonderful experiences in our lives that these souls that are making their transitions share with us. And the opportunity to learn from that and to be part of that is just such a huge honor. And to be able to carry that forward and turn what tends to be a great deal of fear amongst people into very joyful moments is just such an honor.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we do investigations primarily in residential situations. I'm getting a little bit older, but we all are. You know, seriously, I got to tell you something right now. It is, you know, it isn't that we're criticizing the past, but you know, people like you reaching out, trying to educate individuals. Don't be scared if a light goes out. Don't be scared if a butterfly lands on your nose, if a duck runs in front of you. I could tell you stories until the cows come home, how nature will show you things, or electronics. We've did many a radio shows where where Bob and I just go, boom. You get voices. It's not audio problems. It is people talking. Where spirit comes in. Spirit's everywhere. But I need to ask you ladies a question.
But you know what? We're going to do that right after the break. Because we always like to take our breaks on the quarter hour. And we're already there.
We're
going to
keep them on hold for a second.
A little suspense is good. But at any rate, you're listening to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. To call in, dial 347-237-5339. Perhaps you'd like to share some stories that you have from live from the other side. But we'll be right back after these brief words. Hang on.
Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great values on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal. Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, primarily paranormal.
And you got to forgive me on those commercials. That was primarily paranormal that you heard about. Haven't updated my commercials yet, so I apologize for that. But we are Psychic Tina Marie Primetime, and it's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on the Greater Goodest Greater Good Ministry Radio. Right here.
We are
GGL.
Stuttering because it is
it's cold.
But you know what? We got some great guests tonight.
That's right. We, you know, our guest tonight.
We left with a hanger.
That's right. And then you the question slipped your mind. But our guests tonight are Maureen McGill and Nola Davis, who are the authors of Live from the Other Side, both from Tacoma,
I want to ask both girls, women.
Women. Hey, girls.
They're girls. I'm their age. We're girls.
Well, talk amongst yourselves.
We'll do it. We'll do it. By God, we are just youngins. All right. What in the world? Both of you are professionals. Very inspirational. I mean, I talked to Maureen. I've not talked to the other lady, but. What in the world caused y'all to bring this kind of information out for today? Which I am very I'm clapping, but I got gloves on. You can't hear it. What moved you to do it?
For myself, this is Nola. For myself, it was. Having spent so many years working in senior healthcare and working with people, the experiences I had experienced and things people had shared with me, it's just time. It's time for people to understand we're much more than what we can even conceive or perceive.
Absolutely.
And just the need for people to have an opportunity to have their own experiences, to recognize those experiences, to honor those experiences, and through those experiences resolve grief and to open their hearts again and to be lighter as human beings.
Absolutely. Relax. Spirits everywhere. I just love
you. And for Maureen, I think I was so amazed. I was so amazed at so many people who came to me and said, could this be true? Could this song that comes on the radio really be my husband coming through? And it's like, there are no accidents. There are no, you know, accidents, really. It has to be that song. What, you know, what are the chances that it's that song, that love song that comes on the radio? Or that fragrance comes across in the room, and it's like, I know that that's him. I just know it. Or they, you know, like you said, the light comes on and off, or the TV goes on and off, or the radio, whatever it might be. And so for me, I just wanted to share that this is an ordinary experience that everybody can have, and everybody does have, but we don't always listen to that experience.
And you know, the one thing, before we bring on Maureen, thank you for talking with us. A lot of people really do not realize Spirit is around us all the time. It's the way we bring it in. It's the way we want and need. And we got to calm down. Don't freak out. Just listen and be comfortable with it. Unless it's something negative. Your book is nothing but positive. Educate the public in reference to what's going on. If the phone rings, if the lights go out, or you get the smells, don't get scared unless you're physically being hurt. I've got to say, this is the sweetest book I've ever seen.
Now, I do have a question, Maureen and Nola. You collected these from individuals. How did you get in contact with these individuals as far as to collect their stories?
Well, for Maureen, I just kind of put it out there to friends and people that I knew that I was writing this book, and the next thing you knew, I was getting calls from policemen, from engineers, from teachers, from nurses that said, you know, I have a story. So then I started recording those stories. And then, of course, Nola has brought with her experience in the healthcare industry and her own intuitive abilities in the book as well. So I'll let her speak about that.
Well, so with Maureen having people coming forward, I also look back on situations that had occurred through my work. and with different clients through work, which was really helpful. And it brought a nice balance throughout the book. And one of my favorite stories in the book was about one of my own bosses passing, and his wife's journey through her grief and out the other side of it, and working together. And you know, these are stories about real people with real lives, and helping them validate their experiences, because it's just amazing how many people have these experiences but are so afraid to share them, because sometimes they think people would think it's really weird. Remarkably, in the last years, if you ask the question today, over 10 years ago, how many people believe in life after death, it's growing in quantum leaps, because people, you know, it's like you give people something to talk about and you let them talk, and out of that comes great stuff.
You know, I worked in healthcare for many, many years, and you see things happen. There's no explanation. You know, I've told many a friend, before you go in the health center, before you walk out of it, say a prayer, and when you leave, pray that they stay there. Unless, you know, I mean, this is true. It is so true. You guys are so cool. The one thing that is so inspirational about your book, which I love, it's straight to the point. Nola, give me the name of the book again. Put it out there. Tell me how to put it out there, where they can get the book, because this is important. This is awesome.
So the book is Live from the Other Side. It is published by Ozark Mountain Publishing. It is available on Amazon. You can go direct with it to Ozark Mountain Publishing. You can order it directly from Ozark Mountain Publishing, or if people want us to send them a book, we're happy to do that, and we can be reached at www.livefromtheotherside.com. People can go into the website and request us to send a book or even pose questions to us. We'd be happy to answer their questions.
And you know what's so cool about this? Ozark Mountain Publishing. You submitted it, and they chose it. That's great writing. That's called education to the public, or they wouldn't have never done it. You know that. I am so proud of you, gals. I swear, I just sit here and go, gosh, this is cool stuff. And I want everybody to go out and get it, Real Stories of After Death and Contact. It really compacts. I've been doing this for 30 years. Go, girls. Get her done, you know. I mean, I have my own stories. But to know that other people out there that are making sense of this, we got to go to a commercial break. Hold on, everybody.
And we're talking with Maureen McGill and Nola Davis, who are authors of Live from the Other Side. If you'd like more information about their book, visit their website at www.livefromtheotherside.com. From there, you can get the information for Ozark Mountain Publishing or also Amazon. But right now, you're listening to the Psychic Tina Marie Show, prime time, here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. We'll be right back.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight, and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at MissTina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's MissTina.com. MissTena.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal. Welcome to Greater Good Ministry Radio on Blog Talk Radio. It's all inspiration, all the time, with live and recorded programming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that encourages upliftment and positivity. Join us for our live programming or listen to archived programs on Blog Talk Radio. For a complete programming lineup, visit ggmradio.com. Visit the gift shop for great value on special items for loved ones, or help GGM Radio by using the donate button. Now, back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time. Sorry about the one commercial saying Primarily Paranormal. Again, we're here every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central, right here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. So make sure that you tune in for every Tuesday night. We're talking with Maureen McGill and Nola Davis, who are the authors of Live from the Other Side. Bring them back online right now.
There you go.
And I do have a question, and Nola kind of already kind of tipped her hand on one of my questions. I was going to ask, you know, you collected these stories. I wanted to know for each of you, what was your favorite chapter in there, and what did it mean the most to you whenever that story was brought forth to you? Maureen?
Yes, this is Maureen. Probably
okay.
My favorite story is Dalvin's story in the book, and Dalvin is an engineer, and he came to me and he said, Maureen, I have not shared this story with anybody. And he said, you know, I'm not the least bit of a woo-woo type of a guy. He's an older gentleman, and he was working on a project, an engineer project of building something in eastern Washington. He lives in western Washington. He was staying at his brother's new home, and his mother had passed away. Their mother had passed away about a year before that. But he was in the shower. It was early in the morning in his brother's new house, and he could smell cigarette smoke, he said. And he said, my brother doesn't smoke, and my sister-in-law doesn't smoke, I don't smoke. And I checked, he said, you know, I'm standing kind of in the shower there, and I checked out the window to see if the window was open, and the window was not open. And then he said he turned his head, and on the edge of the tub, he sees his mother smoking her cigarette with her cigarette holder. She has her legs crossed, and she's kind of puffing away. And he said, Maureen, she was wearing her special event dress that she wore when I was a kid.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes, I kind of looked over at her, and he goes, I smiled at her, and I'm thinking, I am crazy that Cocoa Puffs. And then I turned my head, and then when I looked back, she was gone. But, you know, he really felt like his mother has been there. It was there, right there at the house. She was checking out the brother's new home. And he said, Maureen, it was so real. I could smell the cigarette smoke. And I saw her. I was awake in the shower in the morning. So that's probably one of my favorite stories.
Oh, wow. You know.
Because there he is, you know, standing in the buff, totally exposed. And his mom is sitting at the edge of the tub, you know. And he said, it just made me laugh so hard. I just couldn't believe it. And she looked so young and youthful. And, you know, they say that the vibration is so wonderful on the other side. It's so fast and youthful in terms of the vibration. So that made total sense to me that he really did see his mother.
Oh, my gosh. And see, being able to talk to you and your co-author really makes validation and reference to what I do. They will always come back looking fresh, happy, and healthy. And if there is, you know, there is this big plague around. When I do my readings, they'll sit down and they'll say, oh gosh, don't tell me something bad. Don't tell me something ugly. Don't, you know. And I just do what I do. You heard it the other day. Is that correct?
Sure. Your messages are about unconditional love. They're direct messages. They're not dark messages. These are loving messages that come through.
Absolutely.
You know, one service that Tina does, and it's really unique. We call it Voices from Beyond. And what that is we'll actually do a recording of the session. And this way, with our work with the paranormal, what we can do is we can actually pick up EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. And you can actually hear the words that Tina hears or the impressions that Tina hears. And what we'll do, we'll transcribe the key parts of it, like the lead question or the statement, and then whatever the voice says, you know, we'll record that too, and we'll provide that on a CD as well as a written text with a timestamp so they know when to really key in to listen for it. And that gives them validation, you know, similar to the different stories that you've received, as well as, you know, what, and these are the voices that Tina hears whenever she does.
Wow, so is this a special technology that you have?
No.
Anyone can do this. It's just training your ear to listen. If you just take a digital recorder and just record and ask questions, and anytime you ask a question, wait about 5 or 6 seconds, allow the spirit or the entity time to respond, and you'll be surprised what you will pick up.
Oh, absolutely. That's why, you know, when we first talked, I said, this girl is legitimate. Her book is legitimate. You took your time to send me a book because you're dedicated to this situation. We need to educate people today about this. Not everything is negative. Our spirit, we leave here, is not negative. They want to let us know they're okay. You work in a nursing home? Goodness sakes. You walk in, you walk out. And you carry energy in and out.
Yep.
I have got so much photography, so many pictures, and I've done it for so many years. I'm so proud of you. Ladies, please give the name of your book out again. Oh, we got to give
Live the from the Other Side. Live from the Other Side.
Oop, someone was listening to us. That wasn't me. But the name of the book again is Live from the Other Side. The best way of getting the information for this book is to go to their website, www.livefromtheotherside. That way you can connect with OzarkMountain.com or also Amazon. So certainly make sure that you check this book out and purchase it. It's a very easy read. It's comforting. It gives you compassion. It gives you joy. And you'd be surprised how much you'll connect with this book.
We're sorry. We are cold. We're doing the best we can up here. And Lord knows. And prayers out to everybody out there because it is very cold out there.
But I do have one final question. Do you all have another book perhaps on the horizon that you're going to collaborate on?
Boom.
This is Maureen speaking now, and I'm on my solo journey here for the next book. We both have kind of busy lives in what we're doing, but I'm collecting stories now similar to the first book, but messages loved ones who have given us who have died in any war. So I am collecting some loving messages from widows and widowers who have loved ones who have died in any war, family members. And they're such healing messages when they receive that message from their loved ones that they know that they're okay. And beautiful widows and widowers, especially from Iraq and Afghanistan and the Gulf War there. Just
oh,
love
my
it.
Bomb.
Well,
oh, my God.
Well, I know it's working. Nola's been working on some creative projects as well as being a musician. She's done some great things lately. I'll let her speak.
Hey, Nola.
So I've not been writing anything lately except some music that I'm working on, and I'm collaborating with that with my brother at this point in time. We're working on a song. Part of our presentation when we go out and do that is a song that that was written for the presentation when Maureen and I go out. And then I was sitting down one night, and a new song came to me. And so I decided to do something with it. So that's what I'm working on besides my day job. And I'm moving through the challenges in the healthcare system in a mindful way right now.
Oh, my gosh. I think you guys are excellent. And I'm sorry tonight. We really are cold up here. And we are just
You're warmer
sitting here.
Than us. They're sitting at 45 degrees. We're
Are y'all warm?
So I want to tell you about a Chinese triple warmer technique that you can do right now. Take your fingertips to the edges of your ears. Pull out your ears. And it's called the triple warmer, and it will warm up your whole body.
Let's do it, sister.
Just pinch those earlobes all the way out, and you'll feel a radiance of heat and warmth.
I've been doing that all day. That is so cool.
That's a good thing.
I took my earrings out. Oh, yes, I did. Oh, God. Now, that's legit.
I would do it, but I have a fear of growing these giant earlobes that my father
had.
Well,
he's got big ears.
I'll get over it for one night.
Don't want to feel like Dumbo, so... I'm going to pass on that.
I want to say love and light to you guys. And we are going to have you back on.
Well, thank you very much. Honored to be a part of your show, and wish you the best in 2014 with lots of readings and healings that you do for many people.
Oh, my gosh. I want to do a reading for you.
Well, thank you so much. That would be lovely. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Oh, I do.
All right, yeah, because you did Maureen, so you want to do Nola?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we put Nola on? Tina wants to do a reading for Nola.
Oh, here I am.
All right.
Oh, she sounds excited.
Oh, what's your date of birth?
March 24th, 1956.
You got spirit around you all the time. That's why you got to be so careful.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be so careful. You walk with spirit all the time.
Yep.
You remember me saying just a few minutes ago, when you go into work, say a prayer. When you walk out of your job, say a prayer. You
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Want them walking with you. I want you healthy and happy. I don't want
you.
I don't want you to feel ill.
Mm.
Boom, got your butt there. Got your butt there, didn't
and you know
I?
What, you know what else? If Nola came 2 days earlier, we would have been born on the exact same day.
Oh, you?
Really?
Yeah, I was born 20 seconds.
Oh, he's sitting here just going, boo.
No. He's older than you.
You guys are intuitive. You pull spirit. You know, from February. Oh, my gosh. I want to do this privately. I'm not going to do it over the phone. We're going to have a private. Both my girls, you guys are you are trying to bring up no nonsense spirituality and spiritualism and the whole nine yards. And we so, and guess what? Yeah, I'm going to give you a reading.
But, again, we want to thank you for coming on Psychic Kingdom Ray Prime.
Great show.
It was our pleasure having you and sharing your book, Live from the Other Side, published by Ozark Mountain Publishing. Make sure that you visit their website at www.livefromtheotherside to get more information on the book and how you can get your own copy. And I recommend it is a great book to read.
We're still clapping, but you can't hear us because we've got mittens on.
Well, thank you very much for having us. It's really an honor and a privilege.
Oh, girls, listen. Thank you. We're going to read you both.
Cozy down there.
All right. Ooh. You ladies take care. Stay warm up there.
Take care,
stay dry.
Thank you.
I know you get a lot of rain up there, so stay dry.
We will.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
What great women.
And that was Maureen McGill.
Are they lovely?
That was Maureen McGill and Nola Davis, who are the authors of Live from the Other Side. It was our pleasure having them on this evening. And we're going to take a quick break. And with that, you kind of led into what we're going to be doing in the last 15 minutes of the show, and that's mini psychic reading.
I'm going to hit it.
All right.
I'm going
to
hit it.
But you're listening to the Psychic Tina Marie Show, prime time here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio. We'll be right back after this brief word.
Psychic Tina Marie hopes you're enjoying Primarily Paranormal tonight and welcomes you back each Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. This show is on the paranormal, and Tina provides psychic mini-readings as a sample of what she can do. Visit our website at misstina.com to learn more about Tina and to book your psychic reading today. Make sure to click the special link for special savings on your next reading. That's misstina.com. MISSTENA.com. Now let's get back to Psychic Tina Marie, Primarily Paranormal.
And welcome back to Psychic Tina Marie Prime Time here on the Greater Good Ministry Radio Network. All right, we're without any further ado, we are going to get right into our calls. And this is, I believe, a first-time caller for us. That would be area code 978. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Ooh, I'm cold. What can I do?
We need your name
I'm
and
cold
date of birth.
Too. Yeah, my name is Danielle, and my date of birth is December 8th, 1982.
All right, what can I do for you, darling?
I was just calling in. I don't know if you need a specific question or if you guys do general readings. I don't know.
Well, what do you want, darling?
Just general.
General? Whatever you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. A general would be wonderful.
Okay. First thing I'm picking up is an older deceased individual above you. The other thing is education and motivation. You're lost. What are you going to do? You don't want to be where you are. You're going to have to move. Mm-hmm. And you're the only person that can do it. You okay?
Yeah, I am.
Did I get it right?
Yes. Yes, that is the current process is determining what the move is.
Hold on. You're lonely all the time. Quit it. You're okay. Take care with what you've got in front of you. Come on now. It's cold outside. All right. I'm trying to be careful with what I say with you. If I can be any further help, you call me. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you for calling me. And listen, we are going to support Greater Good Ministry Radio. Half of it goes to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, matter of fact, what Tina is doing tonight in the balance of the show are mini readings, just the initial impressions from the energy that she picks up from you. If you want the benefit of a full reading, make sure you visit her website at www.misstina.com, MISSTENA.com. All right, we're going to go to another caller. That would be area code 904. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie. We need your name and date of birth, please.
Hi, this is LaShondra, 62883.
All right, girl. How you doing tonight, sweet pea?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Oh,
basically,
God.
I'm just trying to see, when do you see a change in finances? That's been my biggest concern lately.
Girl, it will be April.
April?
Yeah. So keep your temper to yourself. Keep your mind and body to yourself, because you got a temper. You know that, don't you, sweet pea?
I know. I guess there's just been so much going on, but I know.
I know. But I love you, and I want you to settle down.
Okay.
Why does the number two come around you?
The number two?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Whether it's two kids, February or what? You guys see Uncle walking in, and I don't think we want him to walk in.
Is there a reason why?
I don't have time to go into that, but you're going to be all right. Keep tough, and you need to move. Keep going. Thank you so much for calling in. If I can help you, please come on over to the site, www.misstina.com. And everybody, remember, when I do this program, a portion of it goes right back this ministry.
But you need to book that tonight at www.misstina.com. M-I-S-S-T-E-N-A.com.
All right, let's hit the next one, Pa.
All right, our next caller is
right.
Her birth date. Back to her. If you're listening to the radio and we bring you on air, please make sure you turn down your volume. This way you can hear us on the phone. So that way we're not getting any feedback. Let's go to our next caller. That would be Randy. You're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
How you doing?
Good.
Hey,
hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a quick question. I think I'm supposed to switch jobs at the end of this month, and I'm just hoping that it's not going to be at the same place. I hope it's not going to be working at the same place that I'm working now in a different position, or is it going to be a completely different place?
And what's your date of birth?
2/15/71.
Oh, my golly bum. You're going to have so many jobs, you won't even know what to do with.
Really?
It's like you get stable, you're moving. Stable, it's going to be quite an endeavor for you.
Is that with my business?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's a good message.
Okay. A little bit of advice. Don't get pissed. Use my mouth. You better treat people good, because they're coming back around.
Huh.
Yeah.
I do treat people good. I don't know. I feel like I'm a good person.
So,
I don't know.
I'm being honest with you now.
Huh. Okay.
You're going to get angry. I feel like you're going to get angry. I don't care if you meditate or what you need to do. Expel it.
Well, I don't know what I did.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm a good person. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Don't hold negative energy. Expel it. Next caller.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for calling. But at any rate, we're going to do a quick chat question.
Oh, we got a chat question.
Yeah, that's Miranda. Romance mini reading. Her birth date is 7/24. You know, I don't know if she's asking about, are you asking? Why don't you just go to the general right now, asking about, okay, she did. She said romance. And I just, she's asking about romance for Miranda, 7/24. That's her question. Romance.
Well, she's high 10. She knows what she wants. I'm going there, Bob.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
June, July, August. It's going to be September and next year. You really are going to collide with somebody that you are really, well, you got a lot of issues.
She said cool.
It's going to be a while. You got a lot to clean up and get on your feet. All right. She said cool. Boom.
Yeah, she did.
Got it. Boom.
All
Let's
right.
go to the next one.
We're going
to
try Riza again. Hopefully she turned down her volume. Riza, you're on the air with Psychic Tina Marie.
Hi. Yes. I thought I lost you guys. I just want a general reading, and if anybody from the other side comes through, that's okay.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I got to be honest with you. You got two deceased loved ones on the other side, and you got another male to your side. Actually, you got two. You're going to have to turn. I don't know. Are you in a vehicle?
Am I what?
Are you in a vehicle traveling?
No, no.
Okay, do you hear all this? And so much spirit is coming in. It is crazy. You've got so much male energy around you.
Ooh, and good.
You darn do. Yeah,
wow.
You do. Let's see, as soon as I pegged it, it calmed down. Well, let's calm it down. Calm it down.
Okay.
I done did it. Thank you. All right. First and foremost, the brother figure to your side, do you hear this? This is crazy. All right. The brother figure loves you, but you're still not doing something right. Quit doing it.
All right, we gotta
take that call off because you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's not healthy. Call me if you need me. Let's go.
All right, and you've been listening to Psychic Tina Marie Show Prime Time here on Greater Good Ministry Radio. We'd like to once again thank our guests, Maureen McGill and Nola Davis, who are authors of Live from the Other Side. Visit their website at www.livefromtheotherside. And if you'd like to book your own personal private reading, go to MissTina.com, MissTena.com. There are two current specials running right now, 20 minutes for $35 and for $50. This has been a great show. We're glad to be back on air with Greater Good Ministry Radio, so make sure that you tune in next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. And then Tina returns to the daytime shows again Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 11 a.m. Central on the Psychic Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank everyone and wish everyone peace and love, and good night to all.